With its initial lineup complete, Metallica started clubbing around LA in March of 1982, sounding out covers by underground British metal bands like Sweet Savage and Blitzkrieg. Then the band whipped up 7 original songs for a demo tape to circulate, the now near legendary No Life Till Leather. Metallica's first lineup seemed stable, but something was missing. Ulrich and Hetfield realized what it was when they caught a band called Trauma at the Whiskey in Los Angeles one night and were knocked out by the group's bassist, Cliff Burton. After 3 months of wooing and the band's agreement to move up to San Francisco, Burton agreed to become Metallica's new bassist. Soon after, the group got a phone call from New York from a man named John Zazula, or Johnny Z. He'd heard their tape and wanted them to relocate to the East Coast and record for a new label he was starting called Megaforce.